the giant clam. When people first see a giant clam like this, many of them ask how big of a pearl it would make. Unfortunately, they are thinking of oysters, since clams don't make pearls. These clams are harmless, but islanders in the South Pacific and Indian Ocean, as well as divers, have been worried about man-eating clams for centuries. The U.S. Navy diving manual even had a section on how to escape from these killer clams. All of the fear is just superstition. Although the shell can close if the clam is defending itself, it closes slowly, not fast enough to trap even a somewhat attentive diver. The clam leads a rather simple life. During the larval stage, when it is very young and growing, it swims. When it finds a good place for a home, it will attach itself to the bottom of the seafloor. Here it begins to grow and change into an adult clam. The clam looks for a place that is calm, since it is settling in for life. Clams receive most of their nutrients from the algae that grows on their mantle, the fleshy part of the animal that is exposed when the clam opens its shell. Because of the algae that grows on the mantle, it is brightly colored, ranging from blue to green to orange or red. The relationship between the algae and the clam is called a symbiotic relationship. This means that the two organisms mutually depend on each other and help each other to survive. The algae produces nutrients and energy for the clam, and the clam gives the algae a place to live. Giant clams also eat a little by absorbing and filtering out food from the water. Giant clams are quite large. They grow up to 1 to 2 feet across and up to 4 feet long, and can weigh up to 500 pounds. People use giant clams for food and the shells for decoration and tools, but this clam is becoming much harder to find and is now endangered.